אנחנו קוראים בתלמוד 10 הספירות.
We are reading in the study of the 10 ספירות, volume 1, part 2. We are in the inner observation, chapter 5, item 51. Chapter 5, item 51, the difference between the restriction and the screen. 51.
ואחר שכבר ידענו היטב,
once we learned the four degrees in the will to receive, one below the other, well, in its accurate measure, we will now explain the matter of the restriction, the screen, and the difference between them. The restriction has already been thoroughly explained in part one and in inner light, and we need not repeat the words here. The primary issue that we need for our concern is the equivalence that was there.
I have nothing to add here. It's an introduction.
So we're continuing to item 52 with the heading, the four phases received in restriction the matter of cause and consequence. It has been explained above that since the light of Ein Sof is completely even, it had to restrict itself evenly on all sides. This means that all four phases that were restricted are of equal level without a discernment of refinement and coarseness that make four degrees be one below the other, down to phase four, the lowest and coarsest of them all. Rather, they are all of one equivalence. They're even. All that was added in the restriction to distinguish in it more than in Ein Sof is the matter of the four phases and how they each cause the other and cascade from each other by way of cause and consequence. Phase one is the reason and cause of the emergence of phase two. Phase 2 is the cause of phase 3, and phase 3 is the cause of phase 4. However, in terms of refinement and merit, they are even.
But continue, also nothing new here.
53. The cause and consequence in the four phases did not exist in Ein Sof. This matter of cause and consequence that nevertheless divides them into four phases could not emerge in Ein Sof prior to the restriction. Because there, even the vessel in general is not apparent. Rather, it is completely light as in part one. However, rather, after the light of Ein Sof departed from these phases, they became apparent, and what we must now discern became disclosed, namely the light of Ein Sof itself, meaning what they had before the restriction. And the four phases themselves remained empty of light because after the restriction, it became apparent that these phases have nothing in common with the light of Ein Sof as it was prior to the restriction. And this is just like the example of a candle which is incorporated in a torch, which is indistinguishable. However, when separated from the torch, it becomes apparent to all. Understand this well.
Kiev 1. Да, дорогой Рав, так а почему четыре стадии?
Yes, dear Rav. Why are the four phases remaining empty after all the restriction was only in Malchut?
Yes, but the Malchut is the will to receive when it receives light from all the phases, and thus the light that illuminates in all these phases, it reaches the fourth phase. The fourth phase is actually is in all the phases, yes, but if it, in this that it restricts itself, that it doesn't want to receive, then we say that there is no light in all the phases, because who feels, who reveals the light if there's no desire for it?
PT19.
He says, after the restriction, it's clear that these are not one with the light of itself. What is that opposite? What's happening?
I
didn't hear what you said. After the restriction, it was revealed that these phases are not one with the light of Ein Sof. They do not exist in Ein Sof. Why did it happen after the restriction like that?
Because before the restriction, the light filled all of reality. It doesn't matter what desire, it would fill it equally.
Right.
Now, after the restriction, we can say that in each and every desire, in each and every degree, yes, in every, each and every discernment, there is a different desire, and thus it has thus a different restriction, and thus a different light.
Wait, isn't it the same desire? How did a different desire come to each of them?
No, the desire was different to begin with, otherwise we wouldn't have phases. What are phases? It's phases of desire. Phase of Keter, Chuchma, Bina, Zaran, Pin, Malchut, or Root 1, 2, 3, 4. They're different desires. But these different desires, they weren't operated on their own because their desire wouldn't bestow anything. Now that the desire is bestowing to the light, right, because it's revealed his own desire in each and every phase of its own. And so the departure of the light, yes, it was. And when the light comes, it's all according to the desire.
That's what I always wanted to ask you. What does it mean that the light departed? What is that action of the departure of light?
I don't want to feel. We're not talking about the light itself. We're talking about the desire, that that's how it operates. That's how it feels. You are now in the world of infinity, of Ein Sof. Do you know this?
That I know.
Okay, so you know, but you don't feel. You were told.
Right.
So you have friends next to you who do know, and they know less, know more, each one according to their degree. But all of us are in the light of infinity.
And how is that disclosed to you eventually?
We will reveal it all the way, without end.
That's called the end of correction, right?
Right, right.
I understood. Thank you.
So next.
Item 54. There seems to be a question here. Since the restriction occurred primarily in phase 4, it became evident that that phase is unworthy of receiving the light. However, it became evident that the three preceding phases that were not restricted are worthy of receiving the light. Thus, we have a distinction of above and below and the importance of one over the other. In other words, phase 4 is lower than the first three phases.
Questions? Meaning before the restriction, there was no difference between phases root 1, 2, 3, 4. After the revelation of the restriction, we see that the fourth phase is against the restriction and that it wants to receive the light. And all the rest of the phases don't have a will to receive, rather only a will, a desire, but not that it wants to receive. And so there's a difference between all the phases and the fourth phase. Kiev.
Да, дорогой Рав, а вот вы сказали, что
yes, dear Rav,
в стадии есть еще тоже Малхут, стадия Адам.
You said that in every discernment there's the fourth phase.
Yes, we're talking about the private Malchut of each and every phase, otherwise it wouldn't exist. Each and every phase has it's the entirety of the tenth field in it as well, its own.
And the fourth phase is restricted, so it's all those private kingships are also, malchuts are also restricted?
Of course, there's a connection between them. And the final fourth phase determines all the preceding ones, all the previous ones. We'll learn more about this until the light doesn't reach all the previous ones. They'll come to being. Nikolai of Sochi.
Свет выходит, сами стадии, они остаются на своих местах, и вот если нет света без клей,
when the light emerges,
как это работает?
Then the phases remain with the same intention?
We cannot yet speak about this, but we'll learn soon, and you'll understand on your own. The light does everything, in that it enters and exits from each and every phase, and in this it builds in each and every phase, a desire. And that's how we build secondary sefirot and so on, additions.
55.
Item 55. The restriction was not because of the inferiority of phase 4, but solely for the purpose of adornment. 55. The thing is that the restriction of the light in phase 4 did not occur because of her inferiority. For we are still dealing with Malchut of Ein Sof, where phase 4 was as the light of Ein Sof itself. Thus, how can we even think that the restriction occurred due to the inferiority of phase 4? Indeed, the restriction did not occur because of the inferiority of phase 4, rather it occurred only as an adornment. It means that this Malchut wanted to reach adhesion, the highest possible degree, to adhere to the emanator completely, which is the greatest equivalence of form with the emanator. Thus, phase 4 did not lose her merit after the restriction as well.
Right. So the fourth phase is the most important. It doesn't matter if it's in restriction, under it, over it. Its importance remains as the main phase. It's actually, this actually is the created being. Volga.
Доброе утро. Раф, может быть, немножко...
Good morning.
А какая связь между десятью сферот и...
A more general question. What's the connection between ten sferot and the four phases of expansion of light?
The four phases of direct light, these are the phases that come from above, from the Creator. That's how it develops the will to receive until the fourth phase. The fourth phase that it begins to feel that it receives the light and the light enters it and builds in it all sorts of discernments. Then from this already is made instead of four phases and the fourth one, there's been made ten sefirot. And then we're already talking about sefirot. That's the difference. Until the will to receive is not revealed in the created being, it's called a face. And when the created being, when the will to receive is revealed, then it's called a sefira. Because according to the will to receive, the light that illuminates in the will to receive, the will to receive then illuminates, and thus it is called a sefira.
Еще можно добавить?
Но.
А когда мы взаимодействуем в десятке, когда мы идем на объединение, что нам способствует?
When we're in the ten, cooperating, снизу, working on connection, what assists us to develop the desire from below upwards. How do we stabilize the 10 in such a way so that our desire will develop?
We wanted our actions towards one another to be similar to the light. And then it turns out that this, that we are similar to the light, it gives the light more possibility to illuminate in us, and then we influence one another in the extent of light that each one attains from us, even in the smallest extent. And thus we begin to come closer and connect. PT5.
Is it the restriction for the adornment or the adornment for the restriction?
Adornment is that the fourth phase wants to resemble the Creator. That's called an adornment. She wants to receive. But this, that she makes a restriction on herself, a screen, reflected light, all these actions are called an adornment, a clothing of the fourth phase of the will to receive in all sorts of actions of bestowal. That's called an adornment.
The desire to resemble the Creator is the adornment?
Yes, of course, because it's a will to receive, and when that will to receive covers itself and presents itself as if it wants to bestow, that's called an adornment. The adornment of the bride and so on. That's what it is.
But why is it called an adornment? The adornment's like a decoration. It's not necessary. The resembling the upper is a must. It's a necessary. We have to do that.
It's not according to its nature. According to her nature, she's a will to receive. And only according to how much she wants to resemble the groom. Yes. That's called that she's manipulating the husband, the male. And then she can get closer to him and get married with him and receive from him illumination, and so on. According to her nature, she has only a will to receive, and according to the desire to marry with the groom, and she receives the ability to resemble him, and in that extent she resembles him, she gets closer to him, and there is a coupling between them, and so on.
PT 29.
Thank you. He writes in 53, cause and consequence in the four phases were not in Ein Sof, meaning that the whole cascading that we learn and the four phases of direct light was discerned only after the restriction?
Yes. If we will not make restriction, then we cannot reach any action of bestowal, because restriction is on the will to receive, on the intention to receive. And after the restriction, we can already do actions with our will to receive that will be in something to bestow, at least in the bestow on the intention to bestow.
The entire scrutiny of what first phase, second phase, that whole cascading is actually clarified only when the light emerged?
Of course, there are scrutinies that the light is in the kli, inside the vessel, the desire, and there are scrutinies that we cannot see, rather only after the light leaves the vessel, that only then the true oviut, the coarseness, is revealed. All right, Gilad?
Item 56. The extension of the line began in phase 4. That is why there had to be a detaining force on phase 4 so that the light would not enter her. Now we will explain about the screen that was placed over phase 4, being Malchut. When the world of restriction, meaning Malchut of Ein Sof, was clothed there, it is known that every degree begins with the Malchut of the Upper One that becomes her substance, And when this restricted Malchut drew the upper light over the first three phases once more, this extension was necessarily with the yearning in phase four in her. That is because the first three phases are not vessels of reception and extension whatsoever. Thus, it was necessary for her to first draw the light into all four phases, even to her four, into her phase four. However, in order to prevent the light from reaching phase four, she had to add a new force so as to detain the light from reaching phase four.
Meaning, the light expands in the desire, and it influences the desire, and enlarges the desire more and more and more, until this desire begins to feel that the light that develops it and fills it is opposite from it, meaning the desire develops in an internal, fundamental manner, that it begins to feel that even though the light is pleasant to it, but it is opposite from it, until it reaches a state that he reveals that he is entirely opposite the emanator, and he cannot stand this. And thus he makes the restriction afterwards. And thus, in order that we shall reach the correct vessel that pulses the light, we need in this that there will be the expansion of the light from the emanator in a sufficient manner, meaning that we'll go through all the phases, that the vessel will feel in it, that it receives and it wants to receive, and that it's opposite from the emanator, and that it not capable of standing the oppositeness from the emanator, and then it makes a restriction upon itself. All right. Okay, I don't see any questions. I guess it's clear. Gilad?
Rav, why does he describe here that the Malchut of the upper becomes the initial substance of each degree? How is that?
That's how it is, that Malchut of a certain phase, it becomes a keter of the next phase.
Yes, but why does he mention it specifically here?
Because that's what's interesting, that same will to receive that's in the upper degree, it turns to be the will to bestow to the keter in the lower degree.
But here we're talking about the restriction. The restriction is actually the previous state to the extension of light. So how does the Malchut of the restriction become now?
No, it's not Malchut of the restriction. Even without any restriction, Malchut of the upper turns to become Keter of the lower one.
That we learned in the four phases, in the development of the four phases. But here, there's a restriction now, and after the restriction, the extension of the light.
Yes.
How does the restriction become a Keter of the... for the extension of light now, for the line?
The restriction cannot be a Keter. Rather, the decision to restrict itself, it's called not to receive on the intention to receive. It can, after this decision, to incorporate in the upper light, but already not in the intention that she wants to receive. And then, with her decision from the restriction not to receive, she receives from the upper one a force to be the bestower. And then it turns her to be the keter for the lower one. In the upper light, you have force, power, and the Malchut always receives from this force what she needs in order to continue onwards, according to the program. So this that she received now, all the light into herself, and now it repulses her, pushes her to get rid of all the light,
and then to do an opposite action in bestowing. And it all comes to her from the light.
Meaning that yearning in the fourth phase to receive after the restriction becomes yearning to bestow?
Yes, of course. It's that same force of the will to receive. By the reception of the light, it turns to be the force of restriction, and the force of restriction later turns to be the force of bestowal. We're already nearing the end of our lesson. Where are we here?
We're on item 57. The detaining force that was placed on phase 4 is called a masach, a screen. 57. This new force that she added is called a screen. This screen is the fundamental factor in the extension of the light of the line over the three phases. It is so because the restriction she performed, meaning revoking her desire from receiving in phase 4, sufficed only for the upper light to depart from her. However, afterwards, she drew the light once more and was forced to reawaken her phase 4 in order to draw that new extension. Thus, if she had not made that new force towards the expansion of light, the light would reach phase 4 once again. Thus, the primary factor in the extension of the light of the line on the three phases is the force of the screen exclusively, which she has made once more with regards to the light. You must understand these two discernments thoroughly, namely the restriction and the screen, for they are the foundations for the rest of this wisdom.
Moscow 4.
Yes, Moscow 4.
Да, спасибо, Барав.
Yes, thank you, Rav. The desire to resemble the upper, is the keter of every degree or not a sphira whatsoever?
No, that's already the result of the influence of the light inside the will to receive, that the will to receive develops by the influence of the light, and then it wants to be like the bestower. It's not immediate.
Но это все желание целиком хочет или какая-то его часть вот не очень понятно где это.
But the whole desire fully yearns for this, or is it just a part?
Only in the fourth phase. Only in the fourth phase. Beforehand, it's not felt. And I feel that there's light and we're developing and it fills and so on. But in this, that you want to also be like him. That's only in the fourth phase.
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Рав, по тексту написано главная причина того, что
Yes, dear Rav. According to what is written,
мы экраном притягиваем.
The light of the line extends to the three phases with the force of the screen. Through the screen, we extend the light only to the first three phases, or?
We draw by the light, by the fourth phase, but we don't let the light enter the fourth phase. But the fourth phase is the will to receive that draws the light.
Meaning we always receive in the third three phases of bestowal.
Yes. PT 19.
What is this concept of restriction? What is this concept, this definition, restriction? She got herself rid of fourth phase, but what's the essence of this restriction?
I don't want to enjoy from what the host gives me.
Can you say that the restriction is the force to overcome?
Of course, it's a force of overcoming on the will to receive. Everything is spoken about on the will to receive.
Okay, so that's called restriction. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Okay, so, friends, I feel that this material that we're learning, many people are rather apathetic, they don't want to get into it so much, but the principles of the light and the desire, the restriction, you need somehow to make an effort to understand it, to feel it, and thus don't entirely reject this study on its own. Soon it will be finished, this part, and then we'll continue in a direction that's a bit different. In the meantime, we've finished our lesson. And till tomorrow, what are we doing during the day?
We have many announcements today, so please pay attention to a few announcements. One, we have a world meal Friday, June 3rd at 3 p.m. Israel time. There will be a world meal. It will take place physically in our building. Everyone is invited. The meal is, of course, broadcasted and translated. Please note whoever is coming physically to the meal. The registration is according to one of these conditions. Either we get 1,100 places for the meal, or on Thursday, on the 2nd of June at 6 p.m., we're going to complete the registration at that point. You cannot pay on the spot. Links will be sent out and will be sent again today. And please note the schedule of our weekend this week. We have a very complex and interesting weekend. On June 3rd, Friday, we're at 2:40 till 3, preparation for the lesson, from 3 to 5:30 a.m. lesson, and from 5:30 to 6:10, the hummus meal. From 3 to 4 p.m., as we said, the world meal, it will take place here physically in Petah Tikva and virtually together. On June 4th, Saturday, from 2:40 a.m. preparation for the lesson, from 3 to 5:30 lesson, from 1:40 p.m. till 2 preparation for the lesson in the afternoon, from 2 to 4 p.m. Israel time lesson in the afternoon, and please note, at 11:40 p.m. until 12 p.m., until midnight, night of the bride lesson preparation, and from midnight till 2 a.m., the night of the bride lesson. That will be on the day that's between Saturday night and Sunday, on the night between Saturday and Sunday. So we will have a night of the bride lesson. This is a virtual lesson. And on Sunday is a holiday in Israel. There's no morning lesson because we're doing the night lesson of the night of the bride. So there will be no morning lesson, but there will be an afternoon lesson from 1:30 p.m. to 2 p.m. preparation for lesson, and from 2 to 4 afternoon lesson with Rab on Sunday. Please note this schedule has been sent and will be sent out to everyone. Everyone will receive this complicated schedule for these 3 days of Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we will conclude with the recorded schedule for today from 10 to 10:30, the news program with Rav Leitman, and from 10:30 to 11:15, an inside look with Dr. Michael Leitman.
Rav, do you want to say something?
Rav, do you want to say something?
I don't
want to say, but if there's questions, so turn to ask. I'm happy to answer, to participate, whatever. The main thing, you have a good day, a day of connection. Let's go.
Thank you, Rav. Of course, every question to Board World Kli, then the address we know. If there's a question, it will be answered immediately. And we will conclude with a song.
Searching to get Instead of following the sin that leads to life. Through each heart there's a door to love, where we find a way to rise above ourselves. Find a way to go above my reason. Gonna find a way to love outside myself. Through each heart there's a door to love, where we find a way to rise above ourselves.
Together we rise, together we rise, together we rise, together we rise, together we rise. Together we rise, together we rise, together we rise,
a place beyond the pit.
Together we rise, 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 together we rise.
חברים, תיקון בלוז, אנחנו בין יום ראשון ליום, בין יום שבת ליום ראשון, לא יש...
Correction the schedule.
12 בלילה כמו שהודענו.
There's not going to be a lesson at midnight Israel time. Like we said, there's going to be a usual lesson at the usual time. We're going to have the Lila Dekala of the lesson during the normal lesson hour. So we'll send the correction again to explain it again. So we're not going to have